5. High Commissioners. The High Commissioners are spirit-fused ascendant mortals. They are not adjuster-fused. You quite well understand about the universe ascension career of a mortal candidate for adjuster fusion, that being the high destiny and prospect for all Urantia mortals since the bestowal of Christ Michael. But this is not the exclusive destiny of all mortals in the pre-bestowal ages of worlds like yours, and there is another type of world whose inhabitants are never permanently indwelt by thought adjusters. Such mortals are never permanently joined in union with the Mystery Monitor of Paradise Bestowal. Nevertheless, the adjusters do transiently indwell them, serving as guides and patterns for the duration of the life in the flesh. During this temporary sojourn, they foster the evolution of an immortal soul, just as in those beings with whom they hope to fuse. But when the mortal race is run, they take eternal leave of the creatures of temporary association. Surviving souls of this order attain immortality by eternal fusion with an individualized fragment of the spirit of the local universe Mother Spirit. They are not a numerous group, at least not in Nebadon. On the mansion worlds, you will meet and fraternize with these spirit-fused mortals as they ascend the paradise path with you as far as Salvington, where they stop. Some of them may subsequently ascend to higher universe levels, but the majority will forever remain in the service of the local universe. As a class, they are not destined to attain paradise. Not being adjuster-fused, they never become finaliters, but they do eventually become enrolled in the local universe core of perfection. They have in spirit obeyed the Father's command, "Be you perfect." After attaining the Nebadon core of perfection, spirit-fused ascenders may accept assignment as universe aides, this being one of the avenues of continuing experiential growth which is open to them. Thus do they become candidates for commissions to the high service of interpreting the viewpoints of the evolving creatures of the material worlds to the celestial authorities of the local universe. The High Commissioners begin their service on the planets as race commissioners. In this capacity, they interpret the viewpoints and portray the needs of the various human races. They are supremely devoted to the welfare of the mortal races whose spokesmen they are, ever seeking to obtain for them mercy, justice, and fair treatment in all relationships with other peoples. Race commissioners function in an endless series of planetary crises and serve as the articulate expression of whole groups of struggling mortals. After long experience in problem-solving on the inhabited worlds, these race commissioners are advanced to the higher levels of function, eventually attaining the status of high commissioners of and in the local universe. The last registration recorded slightly over 1.5 billion of these high commissioners in Nebadon. These beings are not finaliters, but they are ascendant beings of long experience and of great service to their native realm. We invariably find these commissioners in all the tribunals of justice, from the lowest to the highest. Not that they participate in the proceedings of justice, but they do act as friends of the court, advising the presiding magistrates, respecting the antecedents, environment, and inherent nature of those concerned in the adjudication. High commissioners are attached to the various messenger hosts of space and always to the ministering spirits of time. They are encountered on the programs of various universe assemblies, and these same mortal-wise commissioners are always attached to the missions of the sons of God to the worlds of space. Whenever fairness and justice require an understanding of how a contemplated policy or procedure would affect the evolutionary races of time, these commissioners are at hand to present their recommendations. They are always present to speak for those who cannot be present to speak for themselves. The worlds of the spirit-fused mortals. The 8th group of 7 primary worlds and tributary satellites in the Salvington circuit are the exclusive possession of the spirit-fused mortals of Nebadon. Ascending adjuster-fused mortals are not concerned with these worlds, except to enjoy many pleasant and profitable sojourns as the invited guests of the spirit-fused residence. Except for those few who attain Uversa and Paradise, these worlds are the permanent residence of the spirit-fused survivors. Such designed limitation of mortal ascent reacts to the good of the local universes by ensuring the retention of a permanent evolved population whose augmenting experience will continue to enhance the future stabilization and diversification of the local universe administration. These beings may not attain paradise, but they achieve an experiential wisdom in the mastery of Nebadon problems that utterly surpasses anything attained by the transient ascenders. And these surviving souls continue as unique combinations of the human and the divine, being increasingly able to unite the viewpoints of these two widely separated levels and to present such a dual viewpoint with ever-heightening wisdom.